If you have just tuned in, you are now listening to Worth Baptist Hour, a weekly broadcast of the gospel. This radio ministry is produced by Worth Baptist Church, and this is the pastor speaking. On this first Sunday of November 1974, we count it a real joy and a wonderful privilege to greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are happy that we can come once again into your home and bring you the good news of redeeming grace. All across the city and around the Metroplex, we welcome you to Worth Baptist Hour, and we welcome you to Worth Baptist Church. We are located at 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. Our Sunday school begins at 10 o'clock. We teach the whole Bible to the whole Sunday school to enlighten the whole family to the whole truth. Our theme for this Sunday school year is, With God, Nothing is Impossible. We believe every word of the Bible. We believe the Bible is the inspired, infallible, eternal Word of the living God. And we teach only the Bible in our Sunday school every Lord's Day. We have a class for every member of your family, for every age and every grade level. You'll find a warm welcome in the Sunday school of Worth Baptist Church. Our Sunday morning worship hour begins at 11 o'clock, and our Sunday evening worship service at 7. All of these services have been designed to meet your spiritual needs, and we believe God will bless you by attending today. We would also like to hear from you by mail this week. Our mailing address is Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. Worth Baptist Hour is now in its sixth year of broadcasting. During these 5 years that are past and gone, God has used the radio ministry in a very remarkable way. As we've noted before, a number of people have come to our church and some of them have joined as a result of listening to this broadcast. And so we count it a real privilege to come and spend these few moments with you every Sunday morning. I trust that you're preparing to go to the house of the Lord today. This is God's day. This is the day that the Lord has made, and God has ordained this day for worship. Let me encourage you in these dark and difficult days in which we live, when the heads of the states and the heads of the nations of earth are perplexed and troubled, when they're confused and when they do not know what's coming next. Let me admonish you to rest your individual and personal case in the hands of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I believe this, if America will come back to her knees, we will experience an old-fashioned revival that will solve so many of our national problems today. Let me ask you to join with us in prayer on Worth Baptist Hour and at Worth Baptist Church today that God will bring a great revival to America. Now, we have many needs in our nation, but I believe the greatest need is for an old-fashioned revival, a need that is greater than the balancing of our economy and in controlling inflation and taking care of the recession and the internal affairs of government and the Watergate trials and all of this. The most basic need is for men to turn to Christ. And I want you to join with us in prayer that God will revive America before the judgment day comes upon us. So let's pray today and let's go to the house of God. Just decide right now that you're going to go to the Lord's house. Take the whole family. Bring them to Worth Baptist Church. We are located at 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. And we would be happy to have you and your family visit with us today. We would also like for you to know that if you would like to receive the cassette tapes of the broadcast of Worth Baptist Hour, you can write to us and find out how they can be yours. Write today to Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. And now to my message on today's broadcast entitled, Good News and Bad News. I'm going to read from the book of Proverbs, chapter 25, at verse 25. But before I read the scripture, I want you to pause with me in just a moment of prayer. Let us pray. Our Father, we truly thank Thee for Worth Baptist Hour. We thank Thee for the station that carries this gospel each Lord's Day. And we thank Thee for every listener. It would be our prayer that the Holy Spirit would touch the hearts of those who are listening today, perhaps some for the very first time, or perhaps those who have listened through the months and years gone by, whatever the individual case or need. It would be our prayer that the Holy Spirit would use this broadcast to bring salvation to the hearts of those who are lost, bring encouragement to those who are discouraged, and bring peace to those troubled hearts and troubled homes, and where there's sorrow and tragedy and death and sickness. We pray today that the Holy Spirit would use the message to comfort and strengthen and support. Is our prayer in Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake and with thanksgiving. Amen. And now in the book of Proverbs, chapter 25, at verse 25, we read, As cold waters to a thirsty soul, so is good news from a far country. My message is entitled, Good News and Bad News. I suppose one of the favorite programs on TV or on the radio is the news program. Almost everybody wants to know what has happened and where it happened and why it happened and to whom it happened and what the consequences will be. So we tune into the news. And you know, it doesn't take very long to decide that there is both good news and bad news on almost every news broadcast or news telecast. Good news and bad news. I want to share with you several areas where there is good news and where there is bad news today. In the first place, I would say to you that the good news is that God has made His salvation available to all men. But the bad news is that many people continue to reject it. When we speak of salvation, we're speaking of a personal experience with God. The Bible calls it the new birth. Salvation means to deliver from death and destruction. So we might say that when a person is saved, it is an act of God through the blood of the Lord Jesus by the Holy Spirit, in which God transforms an eternal, never-dying soul into a saint of God and makes that one who is dead in trespasses and sins a new creature in Christ Jesus. This is salvation. And this is the kind that water cannot drown, fire cannot burn, the lions can't eat, the cross couldn't kill, the grave couldn't contain, the jail couldn't hold, and time cannot erode. So if anyone asks you today what kind of salvation you have, be bold in telling them that you have the salvation that is waterproof, fireproof, lionproof, deathproof, jailproof, timeproof, and judgmentproof. This is the kind that we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. God thought it, Jesus bought it, the Spirit wrought it, grace brought it, the Bible taught it, the devil fought it, but praise God, I caught it. I wonder today, have you had that experience that we call the new birth? Do you really know what salvation is? Have you passed from death unto life? Have you trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as your own personal Savior? You can do that. And the good news is that salvation is universal. Salvation is unconditional. Salvation is unquestionable. We read in the Scripture, Ho, everyone that thirsteth, let him come. Jesus said, Come unto me, all of ye that labor and are heavy laden. The Bible says, come, for all things are now ready. Jesus said, he that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. The very last invitation of the Bible in the book of the Revelation is this. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely. Oh, my friend, this invitation is open to you. Jesus Christ is waiting now to save you. Jesus Christ is waiting to come into your heart. And I will guarantee you by the written Word of God that without exception or exaggeration, without question or qualification, without condition or credential, the blood of Jesus Christ can cleanse your soul and make you a new and happy creature on your way to heaven. Yes, the blood of Christ can cleanse the vilest sin, change the leper's spot, and make the hardest sinner a wonderful saint. This is what the blood of Christ can do for you. And that's the good news, that God has made His salvation available to you. Why, the Bible says, only believe, and the work is done. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You can have that experience today, and you can have it right now, right where you are, by your radio, in your business, in your home, traveling along the highway, even walking down the road with a little transistor radio set. God is able and God is willing to save you this moment, to wash away all of your sins, to make you a new creature in Christ. Give you a guarantee that whatever comes and whatever goes, you are eternally saved. This, my friend, is God's good news. Now, don't be a part of the bad news. Don't go on rejecting the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't go on turning a deaf ear to His call. Today is the day, and God is calling you right now. He's offered Jesus Christ, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. You can have that today by simply trusting Jesus Christ as your Savior. And then, my friend, in the second place, there's some more good news. And the good news is this: the grace of God is sufficient for all of your needs. But the bad news is that many people never avail themselves of its sufficiency. What about you? Have you burdens and problems and difficulties and reverses in your life? Does it seem that all of these things are overwhelming your soul? I'm happy to report to you that the grace of God is sufficient for your every need. The Apostle Paul tells us about an affliction that he had. He doesn't name it, and that's not really important. But he tells us of this affliction that he prayed three times that God would remove what is called the thorn in his flesh. And every time that Paul prayed, God said to him, "My grace is sufficient for you." And friend, today, I'm happy to tell you that without any fear of contradiction, the grace of our God is sufficient for all the needs that you have in your life. Now, it doesn't matter what your affliction, or what your problem, or what your difficulty, God is able to meet your need by His wonderful grace today. Can you picture down in the granaries of Egypt a little mouse? And the little mouse is eating and eating and eating, and he's all of a sudden afraid that he's going to eat up all the grain in the granaries of Egypt. And then comes Joseph, the governor of that land, and he says, "Eat on, little mouse. My grain is sufficient for you." Or could you imagine a fish over in the Mississippi River, afraid he's going to drink up all the water in the river? And old man River says, "Drink on, little fish. My stream is sufficient for you." Can you imagine yourself climbing the mountain and afraid you're going to breathe up all of the oxygen in the air? And God the Creator says to you, "Breathe on, little man. My atmosphere is sufficient for you. All of your needs can be met because God's grace is sufficient. And remember, the good news is this. God has made His grace sufficient. And the bad news, so many people, perhaps like yourself, have not availed themselves of that wonderful supply of God's grace. If you have a physical problem today, God's grace is sufficient. If you have a psychological problem, the grace of God is sufficient for that problem. If yours is a financial need, God's grace is still sufficient. Whether it is a spiritual, moral, physical, psychological, biological, or whatever kind of need, I want to tell you that God's grace is sufficient for that need in your life in this hour. All you need to do is trust Him. Oh, I know you're saying, but preach, I've heard that before. And I've read the Bible, and I've gone to Sunday school, and I've done this or that or the other. But let me tell you this. The thing you need to do today is simply give God a chance in your life. That's all God needs. That's all God wants. If you'll just turn the problem over to Him, turn the difficulty over to Him, let Him handle it. And God will prove to you that His word is true and that His grace is sufficient for your every need. Then I want to say to you something else about some good news. The good news is this, the King is coming. But the bad news is that many people will not be ready. As we look around us in the world today, we're convinced that we're living in the last days. These are the closing days of this age, the closing days of this dispensation. All things are now pointing to the coming of Christ. When we look at the Middle East problem, when we see that there in the Middle East, the Jews are going back. You read in the papers this last week where the Russians are agreeing that some 60,000 a year can go back. This is only a drop in the bucket. They're not only going back from Russia, but they're going back from across Europe and Asia and out of the Americas and everywhere, because God said that He would bring His people back to their own land. And this is one of the surest signs of the return of the Lord Jesus. In fact, if we had no other sign but the sign of the Jew, the movement of God's people is saying to us today that Jesus Christ is soon coming for His own. When we see the problems that are existing in the world, the apostasy in religion, the difficulties in government, the trials, the heartaches, the dark and dismal hour in which we live says to us loudly and clearly that soon the trumpet will sound and soon the Lord Jesus Christ will come. Why, Paul says, I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not even as others who have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with Him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain unto the coming of Christ shall not precede them that are asleep. For the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we, who are alive and remain, shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. That's good news. But I am wondering, are you ready for His return? Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Have you been born again? Have you trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as your own Savior? Do you know today that if He comes, all is well with your soul? Are you looking for Him? Are you waiting for Him? I trust that you are. And as you listen to the final seconds of this broadcast, let me remind you that right now, by your radio, you can be ready by trusting Jesus Christ as your Savior. Let me invite you again today to come to Worth Baptist Church at 3309 Wilbarger Street.